Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Millions of people are packing up.
You'll have plenty of company on the roads this long holiday weekend.
An insurrectionist is headed to prison.
This is the longest sentence issued in any U.S. Capitol riot case.
Still no deal on debt, but
they're making progress.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Traffic is already building as millions of Americans hit the road this Memorial Day weekend.
I'm Jim Crisula on Interstate 77 in Bluefield, West Virginia. Even though average gas prices are down $1 a gallon from last Memorial Day weekend, many are still grumbling about gas prices as they hit the road.
It's just crazy. People can't afford it.
Can't afford the fuel. Just can't afford it right now.
You know, I really don't give it much thought. It is what it is. What am I going to do?
More than 42 million Americans are expected to travel by car, train, plane, or bus this holiday weekend. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Bluefield, West Virginia.
Airports are expected to be a little busier, too, but most people say they plan to skip that chaos and the pricier airfare. A federal judge has sentenced the founder of the Oath Keepers to 18 years in prison for seditious conspiracy for January 6. CBS's Scott McFarland is in Washington.
Stuart Rhodes tried to ask for leniency today, tried to make an argument, but much of it was a politically charged invective against the Biden administration about what Stuart Rhodes characterizes the radical left, and a defense of his actions, his group, and a remorseless statement that did not land with the judge.
The clock is ticking closer to default as debt negotiations continue.
The president says negotiators are making progress, and as House members head to their districts for the Memorial Day weekend, Mr. Biden says he's optimistic he will reach an agreement with the speaker in time.
I put forward a proposal that will cut spending by more than $1 trillion that freezes spending for the next 2 years.
But Mr. Biden's proposal may not be enough for Republicans who don't see a spending freeze as a cut. They've demanded spending reductions. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Lawmakers in Texas have recommended impeaching Attorney General Ken Paxton over years of alleged misconduct. Investigators detailed half a dozen criminal offenses, from securities fraud to abuse and official oppression. The probe started after Paxton suggested using state funds to settle a whistleblower lawsuit back in March. Johns Hopkins University got a surprise speaker at graduation today. President Volodymyr Zelensky live streamed a commencement speech from Ukraine.
You have to know exactly why you need today and how you want your tomorrows to look like.
Now this.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
President Biden praised his pick for the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, who'd be just the second black man to hold that position.
And while General Brown is a proud, butt-kicking American airman, first and always, he's also been an operational leader in the Joint Force. He gained respect across every service from those who have seen him in action and have come to depend on his judgment.
If confirmed, Brown would replace General Mark Milley in the fall. Mr. Biden will also welcome the NCAA champion LSU women's basketball team tomorrow at the White House. First Lady Jill Biden got some backlash last month when she invited Iowa too, even though they lost. Coldplay honored Tina Turner and dedicated their show to her last night in Barcelona. Lizzo did the same in Phoenix. Turner died yesterday at 83. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The Atlantic hurricane season is expected to be near normal this year. NOAA Administrator Rick Spinrad explains.
12 to 17 named storms with top winds of at least 39 miles per hour. Of these, 5 to 9 are forecast to become hurricanes with maximum winds of at least 74 miles per hour.
Hurricane season officially kicks off June 1st. It seems Americans are getting older faster. New figures show the number of people age 65 or older ballooned by more than a third from 2010. Demographer William Frey.
Some of it is better health care. A lot of it is just all those babies in the baby boom are now moving into retirement age.
Sam Smith is apologizing to fans after unexpectedly canceling their concert last night in the UK. They only sang 4 songs before cutting the show short. Today on Instagram, Smith explained they suffered a vocal cord injury.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Everyone shops a lot on Amazon, but this is ridiculous.
It's very frustrating.
Liz Geltman tells CBS News affiliate WUSA that one day she came home to find 14 Amazon boxes on her doorstep from distribution centers around the country.
It was 2 rows almost up to the covering the door.
She doesn't know the intended recipient.
Addressed to somebody named Ming Zhang Quan.
She called Amazon numerous times trying to get them to come pick up the boxes, but the company said she could just keep them.
And they won't take it back on their trucks either.
After WUSA contacted Amazon, the company said it will ask the seller to stop delivering their merchandise to Geltman.
It hurts my soul to just throw things out.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Virgin Galactic finished a final test today to take people on quick trips to space. Tickets will cost about $500,000. And that's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, May 25th, 2023. I'm Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast. and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.